Great track there. All right, friend of the show and activist Paddy Smith is on the line. Afternoon, Paddy.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Sure, listen, I'm flying it. And you know what? It's lovely to talk to you because I don't think I've actually chatted to you before, have I?
I know.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I know. And anytime I hear you chatting or whatever, I go, I'd love to go out for a pint with him.
That's the biggest compliment you could ever get.
Come here. How are you doing?
I'm great. Well, I'm obviously doing as best I can in the current circumstances, but, you know, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it's good to be here this week. A change of scenery is,
yes.
It was greatly appreciated, to be honest. And, you know, I know lockdown has been tough for everybody and it just seems to be going on forever. How have you found it? Like, what have you been doing to try and stay sane?
Well, look, I suppose because I work on social media and stuff, I've been lucky that I can still work on campaigns from home.
Mm.
But, you know, before January, I went through a bit of a down period. So, you know, just because of everything came on top of me and, you know, like, and that's okay. And I really spoke openly about that on my platform.
Mm.
And just to let people know that, like, sometimes when you look at people on these platforms, you think they live this amazing life. And, like, you know, everyone gets down, everyone, you know, has downtime, but it's how you kind of process that and get out of it is kind of a show to your character. And, you know, and look for help. I was just lucky that I had a good support system around me to help me out of it, you know.
Mm. And it was kind of a year of ups and downs for you because you had just won the Circle.
Yeah.
You were everywhere and, you know, all over the UK. And I mean, because people here had known you from First Dates. And,
I know.
And then you won it. And you were figuring things out, what you were going to do with your career, where maybe you were going to look at next. And then COVID hits.
I know. It was just, yeah, it was really bad timing. I mean, I had just won the show and I had a few things in the pipeline. And I hate that expression because, yeah, a few things in the pipeline. But I had a few things coming up and then they got cancelled because of COVID. I also left my job. So I just felt a bit lost. Mm. Like, I didn't know what to do. I also, in that time as well, had lost my dad. So a lot of stuff had happened and I just felt like, God, had I made all the wrong decisions? And I went through a grieving process as well on top of that. And I was lucky that I had the prize money because other than that, I think I would have, like, you know, I don't know what I would have done for work at that time. So in that way, I was very lucky for me. But it was only then, like, literally it took me a year to get out of that, rut in my life. And then in January, I just started, like, putting together my own proposals and pitching myself out and realised that I'm waiting around for people to contact me. Well, why don't I, like, put proposals together, put a pitch together and put it out to people. And thank God, people started coming back and wanting to work with me then, which was just amazing. Like, you know, like, from there I got the Be Perfect collaboration in terms of the ambassador.
Yes.
Which is an amazing thing for a disabled person to actually front now. You know, I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd be fronting a beauty brand as a person who has a disability, because that's not something you'd ever see.
Mm. And people of your disability, Paddy.
Yeah, so I have cerebral palsy in my legs, mm-hmm. Which basically means the nerve endings from my head to my legs are, like, slightly off. So I walk with crutches. I call them my glam sticks. Right now I have butterfly ones.
Fabulous.
But I always change them, like, part of my fashion. And I just started doing that and I realised that no one's going to give me a space at the table. I'm going to have to make my own. And from there, I was so lucky that, like, brands are reaching out, like the Disney Channel, Amazon Prime, and now the Be Perfect ambassadorship.
Well, let's just talk about the Be Perfect cosmetics, yeah, the second hand, because I know from, like, Instagram or whatever, you love a tan, you love putting on the tan.
Catherine, Tan Thursday.
Tan Thursday.
Beats bopping.
But for Be Perfect, I mean, it's such a good partnership, and I just think it's a really important step in disability awareness. And I suppose when I was reading about it, I said, God, I'm dying to ask him, like, what would teenage Paddy have thought about fronting a campaign like this?
Oh my God, I never would have thought that would have happened.
Mm.
In my wildest dreams would I ever think that, like, a tanning brand or any brand for that matter would put me at the forefront, because I'm not what people would aesthetically say is beautiful, because I have a different type of body. And, you know, in mainstream media for a long time, we were never portrayed as attractive or, you know, anything of the sort. So the teenage me just wouldn't believe it. Mm. And I still, in the part of me, still don't. Like, and I think it's a really great moment for Ireland, for like the disability community. And I know it's a small step, but in terms of a progression of, you know, if I was younger and I saw myself or someone like me front that, I could say, God, maybe I could do that one day. Mm, you know, and that's really totally what I started my whole media for, is to kind of break those boundaries.
And do you think we are breaking boundaries? Do you think things are changing?
I definitely think there is a movement and there is a moment. I definitely think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. But I do think that the door is open for the conversation to be had, you know.
Mm. And I have to also say, I mean, when I saw that you were fronting the tanning campaign, because I did hear an interview that you did about your dad, and I'm so sorry that you lost your dad. And yeah. I know it's very difficult to talk about, but I just thought there was a lovely moment in that. And maybe you'll tell us if you can remember what you said it was about, because you didn't come out to your dad. And I know he was very accepting of you and of his son and loved you to bits. But you never had the conversation about coming out. But it was a sort of a tan that broke that.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, go for it.
So I never really came out to my dad. It was just kind of like he knew when I said I'm going into town, I was going to the George, but we never really spoke about it. Mm. But I knew he knew, and he knew I knew. But then we didn't really speak about it for a year. And I used to do like, I was obsessed with tan even from a young age. So I used to be wearing the like, you know, the sun shimmer. And at that time as well, Catherine, I used to put sun shimmer mixed with Sally Hansen, which isn't a good mix.
All out.
Wouldn't be thinking, don't be using me as an example, because that isn't good for your face. But I was doing the tan one day, and I'm probably not good, so don't worry, I wouldn't go back on pictures on Bebo. But he came in and was like, your sister's on the phone. My sister was on the phone, and he came in, he's like, oh, of course, he's doing his tan again. He's obviously going into town tonight. And that was kind of him letting me know that like he was okay with it.
He was okay with it. Well, listen, it's brilliant. I'm delighted for you and lovely to chat to you today, and good luck with everything. No matter, you know, there's no doubt wherever you turn your hand to will be fabulous, and keep shining a light on what you're doing, because you're an amazing activist. And congratulations again on the campaign. Nice chatting to you. Thanks, Paddy.
You too, Catherine. Hopefully see you soon.
That's all from me today. Sarah is next on Drive Time. Have a fab afternoon.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Wash your hands.